This mind is called like self-cherishing, or we can also self-centeredness, or egoism, or whatever you want to call it. It is just an attitude who is completely convinced that I am important. And I'm more important than others. So my wishes, for example, my belongings, my freedom, everything related to me is more important than everything else. This is the only thing that matters to me. And with this attitude, it is very easy, it is very easy to neglect others' freedoms, freedom and happiness. So can we develop a little bit of feeling for that attitude? We all have it, so we don't need to hide, or we don't need to now feel bad, or maybe depressed, or that's not the point. The point is that we understand that this is exactly the mind that causes us, we can say, almost all our problems and all our suffering, all our experiences we don't wish for are coming from this attitude. And why, we can think, why? Yeah, because if we have this attitude that my wishes are most important, my freedom is most important, I'm the most important person, my family is the most important thing in my life, everything, my garden, my car, all most important. Of course, whenever something happens to anything of that, or is under a threat, or even not, because we have this incredible obsessiveness of thinking it's mine, then we naturally engage in non-virtuous actions. Naturally, we are neglecting or ignore others' happiness or others' freedom. I think we can all experience this. So, for example, we can say, if you look, our car is getting damaged. Yeah, this is a big problem. It's a big problem for us because, why? Because it is my car. If someone else's car gets damaged, I have no problem at all. But you know, in both cases, a car is damaged. So why is in one case the exactly same thing causing problems and suffering in my heart, and in the other case, I'm completely cool if my neighbor's car breaks down or is damaged? I have no problem whatsoever. And we can apply this to 100 things. Yeah? So we can say this is a very self-centered mind. And then because this self-centered mind wants to fulfill its own wishes, and very often at the cost of others' freedom and happiness, we engage in non-virtuous actions, like we want something, let's say, maybe even we steal something because we are so obsessed in wanting it, or we establish a relationship with someone else's partner, or we interfere in any other way with the happiness and freedom of other people due to this attitude. Yeah, and we can become aware of this attitude when it does function. You know, we can learn to watch our mind. This is also from previous teachings. Can you remember, like, the mental factors, alertness, mental factor, mindfulness, conscientiousness, being conscientious, what is going on in our own heart. As soon as we become upset or tight, yeah, we irritated, frustrated, then we need to watch out. Then we need to be very vigilant and immediately check what's going on in our own heart. And then it's almost like if we train our mind in alertness and mindfulness, we can like find us like on a fork. Yeah, so we can still stop at that moment, yeah, for engaging in actions and continue this selfish mind. Yeah, so fork, that's what I mean. Yeah, not piece, well, piece as well, that's good, but just like this. So we come like this way, and then through mindfulness and alertness, we can stop here. We hold on. Okay, so which direction do you want to move on? Where do you want to go? Happiness, suffering, selfish, or do you take others in consideration? So this point we need to become very much aware of.